So, our first teacher this morning, originally is from California. She's a California girl. But since then, in her life of service, she's traveled all over the country. I know Florida, I know North Carolina, I know Ohio, and other places. What sticks out to me about our first teacher is how kind she is and loving. She's a grandma. She's a wife and a mom. And I just noticed you're always serving, and she's going to teach us about wardrobe this morning. Vicki Chabelle.
Please be seated. Good morning. And that was, you know, bringing tears to my eyes right away. We are going to talk a little bit about our wardrobe, but I wanted to open. We've had so many great teachings already, and it has just been astounding and amazing and fantastic, but wonderful how great it is to see God at work in our lives. And you're going to see, as I present my teaching today, you're going to hear things that you've heard. We're going to go to verses that have been taught, that have been covered. And it's just God, how he just pulls everything together, a little bit here, a little bit there, and it's just so exciting how this whole weekend is working together. So thankful to God. Thank you, Steve, for the opportunity and the privilege to share God's word, and good morning. So, we know that our theme for the winter advance this year is Seeing 2020. We've talked about that, and we know that the word of God separates truth from error, light from darkness. And we know that the greatest secret in the world today is still that the Bible is the revealed word and will of God. And that's something we have to remind ourselves of. Many people consider the Bible, as Dave said, an aid to devotion. But for us, it's life. Life in all of its glory, life in all of its riches. Everything God wanted us to know, he put in there for us. And we can continue to learn it all the days of our life. And unfortunately, we won't master it. We try, but I don't think we will. And God gave us the Bible to be believed. And that's what we endeavor to do every day of our lives. So, as we enter into this new year, I'd like us to consider our wardrobe for 2020. What fashion statement will we make this year? In order to consider this, we're going to take a brief look at the Greek word enduo. It's E-N-D-U with a long O. It's translated in a variety of ways, and it's really interesting how God has used it in his word. In several places, it's used literally of clothing, and what we're going to look at in a lot of the places today, it's used figuratively. And let's start in Genesis chapter 3. Enduo is a Greek word, so you're only going to find it in the New Testament, but the equivalent Hebrew word, we're going to see it in Genesis chapter 3, and we know that the first usage of something in the Bible is very significant. And the Greek word enduo means to be clothed with or to put on anything. So we're going to see that in Genesis 3, verse 21. I know you're familiar with this verse. It says, "Unto Adam and also to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them." That's that equivalent word. Adam and Eve were hiding from God because they knew they had sinned and they knew they were naked. They had lost their spirit and now they were just BS, body and soul. This is the last thing God had recorded that he did before he drove them out of the garden. He clothed them with coats of skin. And with that, he must have taught them about the blood sacrifice that would be required for the redemption of mankind and the remission of the sin, because he clothed them with coats of skin that had to come from a sacrificed animal. It's interesting to think about that. But that's what God did, the last thing before he drove them out of the garden. He clothed them. Now we're going to go to Matthew. If you want to go to Matthew chapter 6. I know you're familiar with this verse. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought," which we know means do not worry, don't be anxious, "for your life, for what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on." And those three words, "shall put on," is from the Greek word enduo, so what you shall be clothed with, or what you shall wear. Is not life more than meat and the body than raiment? Of course, we have to take thought about what we eat, what we drink, and what we're going to wear each day. It's obvious to me that you all did that this morning. You took great care in what you were deciding to wear. You didn't just go to the dirty clothes hamper and pull something out and say, well, this will work, you know. You took great care in what you were going to wear on the outside. And as we get dressed every day, we can decide what we're going to manifest, what we're going to wear on the outside, but also on the inside. But what we've been clothed with on the inside. And so that's what we're going to do, take a closer look at our spiritual wardrobe for 2020. Roger touched on that a little bit when he talked about if you go to a job interview, you know, you don't go as a slob. You dress nicely, you know, you present yourself. Turn over to Luke. Luke 24. Another verse, very familiar to you. And probably where your mind went when I said in duo. Luke 24, 49. Says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father, remember this is Jesus Christ, upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued, in duo, clothed with power from on high. So after Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, he instructed the apostles to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father until they were to be endued or clothed with power from on high. Once we receive the gift of Holy Spirit and are born again, we are also clothed with power from on high. A synonym for endued is to infuse, to cause to be permeated with something, or to steep, to saturate. So you think about if I'm making a cup of hot tea, I'm going to put that tea bag in that hot water. I'm going to let it steep. I'm going to let it just get that water completely to taste like tea. And so that's what we are with endued. We're just clothed with. It's our whole inside of our being. God's gift of Holy Spirit is an internal and an eternal reality the moment we are born again. Let's continue to see what God's word says about our wardrobe in Romans chapter 12. And we've been there this weekend. You can turn there if you want. I'm sure you know the verse. It instructs us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or logical or divine service as sons of God. That's what Walter says in the Working Translation. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's a tall order. But God wouldn't say it if it wasn't available, you know. And we may not do it all the time, but we can do it some of the time. And it's what he's asked us to do. We take the new thoughts from God's word and put them on in our minds, and we have to willfully and consciously put those new thoughts on in our minds. We decide what to wear, and then we put it on. And there was a conversation this morning in the back of the room, and someone said from a previous teaching, from a previous winter advance, it was just like, well, I'm just not going to do that, you know? So like if you get a thought in your mind like, oh, this, that, I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to do that. You know, we willfully, consciously control our minds, control our thoughts, and put on the thoughts of God's word. We decide what we're going to wear. We don't learn how to do something without practicing it. Even a recipe. If I want to try a new recipe, I don't read it in the cookbook. Oh, that looks really nice. And then never make it. And usually the first time I make it, it doesn't come out that great. And you try it again, and you tweak the ingredients a little bit, you know, to get it the way you want. Or sports. You know, you don't learn to play baseball just by reading the book, the rule book. You have to get out there and you have to practice. And that's what we do. We practice in our day-by-day life. God told us in the manifestations that he's faithful and it's a pure word. And he never fails us and his word never fails us. So let's look at Galatians chapter 3. Remember, we're looking at the Greek word in duo. This is a little bit of a word study. It's certainly not exhaustive. We're only taking some of the verses. But it's clothed with, or to clothe ourselves with. And this is going to be from Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith, by the right way of believing in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on, in duo, clothe yourselves with Christ." And we heard yesterday, it's not a water baptism, it's a spiritual baptism. We know that. It's baptism by the Holy Spirit. You have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And didn't Tim cover so much wonderfully about Abraham? And that's us. It's Christ in us. We talked a lot about that too. It's Christ in us when we're born again, and we're clothed with Christ. We're endued with Christ. It's our whole being. We have Christ in you, Christ behind your eyes, Christ behind your hands, your head, everything. And you may have seen it. People used to do it all the time. They'd get their mirror in their bathroom and they'd put up a sign, "Christ in you." So when you're getting ready in the morning, you don't just think, "Oh man, I'm getting a little more gray hair," or "I see some new wrinkles," you know, but you see that and you think, "It's Christ in me. It's Christ in me. It's Christ in me." So let's go back to Romans chapter 13. We're going to look at a couple more verses. See what else we can be clothed with our spiritual wardrobe this year. Romans chapter 13, we'll start in verse 10. "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on, in duo, be clothed with, clothe ourselves with, the armor of light." How about that? "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying," all those yucky things. "But instead, in contrast, put ye on." And that "put ye on" is again in duo. "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, all that the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished and has made available. And make not provision for the flesh," the old nature, "to fulfill the lust thereof." Don't listen to that old man nature. Just say, "I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to listen to you." Remember, Mark said, "You change what you put in your mind, and your behavior changes." Isn't that right? So that's endued with, clothed with the armor of light. So we know we're, clothed with Christ. All that the Lord Jesus Christ has made available is ours to use. So far, we've seen that we're born again. When we're born again, we have been clothed with Holy Spirit, power from on high. We've been clothed with Christ. We have Christ in us. And we can willfully choose to clothe ourselves with the armor of light and with the Lord Jesus Christ, all that has been accomplished and is available to us as sons and daughters of the Most High God. That's something. But we're going to continue looking at our wardrobe briefly, and let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. See where else this word in duo is used. Ephesians 4:17 says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk," which is live, we know an idiom for live, "not as other Gentiles," those other nations, the rest of the nations, "but walk," or live, "not as the Gentiles walk or live, in the vanity or futility or pointless thinking of their mind." We don't want to go there, okay? Skip down to verse 24. "And that ye put on," in duo, "put on, clothe yourselves with the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." We have to do it. We have to put on that new man. The New English Version says, "And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." Isn't that something? I mean, it's almost so big, like, God really did that for us? He went to all that trouble and he did that for us, you know? So we just have to put it on, you know, just like we put on our shoes and our pants and our socks. We can, in the morning, say, I have Christ in me. I'm more than a conqueror. When Mike was talking about, we're going to live in 2020 the vision of the mystery. We are stewards of the mystery. We're living. We are actually living the mystery. How about that? Look down to, or turn to Ephesians 6. There's a little bit more God instructs us to put on with enduo, be clothed with. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, starts right out with, put on, enduo, clothe yourselves with the whole armor of God. That's a tall order. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places or from on high. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on enduo, be clothed with the breastplate of righteousness. So in these verses, God starts out by saying, put on, clothe yourselves with the whole armor of God. You know, he made it available for us. Don't just take one piece. Take it all. And then it closes there in verse 14 with having on or be clothed with the breastplate of righteousness. We are to put on or be clothed with, to take to ourselves the whole armor of God. Why? To be able to stand against the spiritual darkness of this world. And who else can do it? Who else knows these truths? The breastplate protects what? It protects our heart, our vital organs, all of these organs that keep us alive, that they're vital. We have to have them. We can't live without them. You know, you can lose a finger, you break your leg, but you can't lose your vital organs. And that's what the breastplate is going to protect us. And it's the breastplate of righteousness or justness. We're righteous. We know that we can stand before God without any sense of sin or guilt or condemnation, because that's going to just tear you down. God's righteousness guards our heart. Nothing can rob us of God's righteousness. We want or desire and need to put on the whole armor of God, not just part of it. I think about Mitch. You know, he wouldn't just put his boots on and say, okay, I'm ready to go to battle. You know, or put his helmet on, some jeans, maybe a flannel shirt. Okay, let's go. No, he's going to put that whole suit of armor, whatever they give him, on, and he's going to have his weapon too. You know, and we have our spiritual weapons. We want to clothe ourselves with all the rights, privileges, and abilities that we have from God. We have the free will choice to believe God's word. We have access to God Almighty. And guess what? God Almighty has access to us 24/7. It's not like there's, you know, a closed door. It's so vital to dress properly. We have the 9 manifestations. We have the right to use the name of Jesus Christ when we need it. We have the hope of Christ's return, and we have the right to be gathered together when Christ does return. We don't have to worry about that one second. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. Very familiar. Start in verse 53. It says, for this corruptible must put on, enduo, be clothed with incorruption. And this mortal must put on, enduo, be clothed with immortality. We're going to be steeped with, we're going to be clothed with. Verse 54, so when the corruptible shall have put on, is that Greek word enduo, be clothed with incorruption. And this mortal shall have put on immortality, enduo, shall have put on, be clothed with immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Woohoo! We wear physical clothes in light of the physical conditions we will encounter, like the weather. If it's hot, we wear shorts, we wear sandals, short sleeves. If it's snowing, we wear snow boots, heavy coats, hats, gloves, etc. If we're going to the beach, we wear a bathing suit. It's just obvious. It's how we live life. Well, we can dress in a spiritual sense for the spiritual conditions that we're facing. The adversary is constantly after God's word. We put on the whole armor of God because we're dealing with spiritual principalities, spiritual wickedness from on high, and God's word is always, always at stake. Jesus Christ's response to the temptations of the devil was, it is written. That's right. And he was facing the devil himself. And the devil had to back down. As with any wardrobe, get our wardrobe on. Accessories are also vital, right, ladies? To complete the outfit. So when you get something new or you dress up, doesn't it always make you feel good, make you feel special? Some schools even have a dress code to help their kids, you know, have better behavior. We have a spiritual dress code once we're born again. And I want to close in Colossians 3. We'll take just a brief look at some accessories that we can also wear with our spiritual wardrobe. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 says, "And have put on, in duo, clothe yourselves with the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, the knowledge and truth of God's word, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian," there's that Scythian, "bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, in duo, clothe yourselves with, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering." And the New International Version of verse 12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." And how about those for accessories with our wardrobe? We'll take the battle. We'll take the spiritual armor. We got Christ in us. And then we also have a heart of mercy. We have kindness, humility, compassion for people, gentleness, patience. As we walk and live in all the rights and privileges and abilities we have because of the accomplished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can adorn ourselves with these accessories as well. We cannot afford to become complacent on or with God's word. The power lies in the spoken, written, and believed word of God. Let's show the world the true spiritual wardrobe available to them. As we get dressed every day, let's put on our spiritual wardrobe in our minds as well and show the world who we are and reach out to them with God's word so they can have it too. Thank you very much. One of the things Steve said, I brought this up here, it says in the letter was, "By having a clear vision and sharp sight, we can in turn help and serve others to bring them deliverance and understanding of all that God has made available." And haven't we learned so much this weekend and been reminded of what we have so much? We're so blessed, such a blessed people. And I'm blessed because I get to introduce our next speaker. And I asked him to jot down a few things for me. He was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He was the student body president of the Mountain View Middle School. 1998. He's married to a supermodel. He's the father of two boys. He's a better fisherman than Tim. He's a lifelong student of the word, and I added a micro-teaching extraordinaire. Please welcome Mr. Will Einstein.